Well, thousands and thousands of people are talking about back to school today. A number of schools began the process last week, but today is the day for over 20,000 Pittsburgh public schools to get back in session. And a lot of excitement and at the same time, high anxiety. And yet, Paul, the schedules for parents, because you got to flip everything, get the kids up, get on a routine. And just a heads up, obviously, there'll be a lot more children out early. And so if you're driving around, just especially around buses, school buses in particular, heavy fines and points if you are a violator.
And violators deserve them.
Yeah, especially
you've got me in movie mode, and when you said high anxiety, I immediately thought of the Mel Brooks film.
I haven't seen that movie in a few semesters, but that's a funny one. So meanwhile, here's an issue. There are two big factors back to school. Obviously, one is just getting the kids back in a routine, getting them to go to bed on time, those kinds of things that lead up to the first day of school. But a lot of people are dealing with kids with COVID, and now there's kind of some new protocols when you're dealing with this.
And COVID cases are going up. Not exponentially like they did in the past, but they are ticking up.
And naturally, when you put all the kids back in class, and this has happened for, you know, since they've been doing school and anyone's been keeping track, you kind of get exposed to everything that's going on, right? And those germs come back to the house. So just a heads up, some of the things we learned during the pandemic about just simple cleanliness
like
still matter.
Frequent hand washing really helps.
You know, we half joke about that, but we were told by multiple physicians at the highest levels that that is one of the single biggest things that you can do and teach your kids is just wash your hands and welcome back to school. Now, the other factor is, remember at the end of the last school year, as we were going through May into June, Paul, when we hit the 90s, there were 16 Pittsburgh public schools that had to go remote because of the heat.
Well, that's going to happen, certainly, because we have a high of 94 forecast tomorrow and a high of 93 forecast on Wednesday, 86 on Thursday, 89 today. I'm surprised they didn't do that for today. 91 on Friday, Larry. How many if these come true, if we do hit 94 on Tuesday, 93 on Wednesday, and 91 on Friday, how many 91s or 90s or higher does that make for the year?
Well, we're going to be into the 20 day range of 90 degrees
that,
or better.
Like that sounds like record territory. We need to ask Joe about that.
Yeah, 100%. Also, so between back to school in the heat, and we'll talk to our meteorologist in the next half hour, one of the other things that I think people will be talking about today is the fact that there are members of the task force on the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump.
They'll be up at the Butler County grounds today, right?
Yeah, and my question is, they've kind of cleaned up the site, so what exactly will they see that they didn't see before?
I guess they're looking at the logistics, and in particular, they're probably looking at the positions of the officers that were assigned to stay inside the building next to the one that the shooter got on top of, and what they could or couldn't see. Because I think one of those people working in that location was one of the people who spotted Crooks and said, "This is a suspicious guy. We need to keep an eye on him." I think saw him with a backpack and then the rangefinder.
Well, it's interesting after all this time that they're going back, you know, to look at that. But that's obviously an ongoing discussion. How does this happen? How did it happen here? How did that shooter get up on that roof in the midst of everything going on and all the security? They'll continue to investigate. And by the way, from a political standpoint, there is a lot going on. After the Democratic National Convention, of course, Robert Kennedy Jr. announcing he's dropping from the race and supporting Donald Trump. And Trump will visit Johnstown on Friday. So Pennsylvania continues to play an important role as the candidates will, you know, crisscross this state from now till the November election. The Big K Big Three, presented by Galise Services. Visit galise.com. Welcome back. If you are just getting settled in, first day of school for many. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And by the way, today is also the day where our tickets go on sale for our Hometown Heroes event, which is coming up Tuesday, October 8th at the Lamont, Great Lamont, the view that never gets old of our city. And we'll recognize five extraordinary people who are doing things in our community without looking for any, you know, anything for themselves. Nominations still open, but we're going to close soon. So go to kdkradio.com. And we have secured our Lifetime Achievement Awardee, Jim Leland, who is having a year, I'll tell you what. And we are so grateful that he will be with us. And tickets are on sale, and you can get those at kdkradio.com. They are going to go fast, especially since we got Jim Leland. And over the weekend, in case you missed it, Saturday before the Pirates game, there were three inductees into the Pirates' relatively new Hall of Fame. And there's Barry Bonds. It was good to see him. He looks in great shape. He looks healthy.
He had some interesting things to say, Larry.
He looked happy. What was your takeaway from
Bonds? Yeah, that's my take. He was happy and relaxed and at peace with everything that's going on. He belongs in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
I do you know, too. He's one of the
greatest. Along with several other players of that era.
Players of all time. But his time in Pittsburgh with Jim Leland was special for both of them, and they talked about that. And then Manny Sanguian, who is one of the kindest, sweetest people I've ever met. He's just a joyful person. And, you know, it's been a long time since he had a Pirates uniform on and was playing baseball, but people here love him, and I'm glad they brought him into the fold.
He deserves the love. You know, when I'm at PNC Park and I see that smoke rising from behind center field, I'm thinking about Manny's.
Yeah, and Jim Leland is such a class act.
Very warm for all you folks, but I hope the message is understood. First of all, let me thank Bob Nutting, Travis Williams, Ben Sherrington for giving me the highest honor that you could ever get by a team. It's the highest. It's unimaginable for me. I'm not sure I deserve it, but I'm damn sure going to accept it. Thanks to the late Sid Thrift and Mack Prine for believing in a no-name minor league manager. And I'll never forget the headlines when I came to Pittsburgh. They read Jim who? Over time, we improved our product, and we became a force in the National League East, winning three straight division titles. I know we also broke your heart along that way. To be on this wall with the greats, like Clemente and Stargell and Maz, and my two friends, Steve Blass and Kent Tecovi, is an honor that a man could never imagine. And today, I'm going in with two more Pirate legends, Manny Sanguian and my friend, and the best baseball player I ever managed, the great Barry Bonds. And we're back together again. And I've often said, sometimes 38 years of friendship gets disrupted by a two-minute argument. But I think that's pretty good. There are some former players, as Greg announced, so I guess I don't have to announce them. I appreciate all of them for being here today. I loved them. Some of them were the 25th player on the team. Barry Bonds was the number one player on the team, no question about it. But at the end of the day, this is a special day from a special organization and from very special people. Thank you very much.
How about that? Jim Leland, what a class act.
Thanks for digging up the whole thing. He's just so... It's so fun to listen to him talk.
And it was only 2 minutes long and change. And I thought, you know what? This is such a classic. A lot of people probably didn't get to hear it. But again, he is our Lifetime Achievement Awardee, in addition to him being in the Pirates Hall of Fame and, of course, Cooperstown this summer. And Jim's going to turn 80, and this is a big year for him.
And this is an opportunity for people to get to know more about the man outside of his baseball exploits.
Yeah, he's one of the most beloved people in sport in this town ever of all time, and we appreciate Jim Leland. This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome back. If you're just reconfiguring your schedule due to the kids going back to school, this is the time of the year when people kind of settle in after summer and back to school. So Pittsburgh Public Schools, the largest of our school districts in the region, over 20,000 plus students back today, except for the kindergartners. They got a little more time. But in the meantime, there's significant drama that goes on in a home, as you can imagine, Paul, on day one of school. A lot of excitement, too. A lot of anxiety and just rearranging schedules and trying to get kids to get into a rhythm, which is really hard when it's still summer, and it is still summer.
It's the kind of weather where you go to the pool, and some of them won't be open.
Yeah, so, you know, in many years past, they just closed the pools because they didn't have enough lifeguards. So in some cases, that's still true, but I understand North South Park pools are closed during the week this week.
And then they're open on Saturday and I guess on Labor Day.
Yeah, so Saturday into the weekend. And this is, I can't believe it's Labor Day weekend.
Here we go.
They got the big Rib Fest down at Acrisure Stadium, which kicks off on Thursday. Do you ever go down to that?
Oh, yeah.
It's actually, I guess they get over 100,000 people.
It's a mob. And don't go without those little moist towelettes, by the way.
And college football season is underway.
And in fact, that's an idea right there. There's a money-making idea. Let's go set up our own franchise for moist towelettes at Ribfest.
Go see Paul Rasmussen at his moist towelette stand down on the North Shore for the weekend. Yeah, you've got college football kicked off in Ireland. Did you see this?
Florida State, the upset. Yep.
They lost with a last-second field goal.
Georgia Tech.
And Florida State was, in many eyes, expected to be ACC champs. And there's a huge difference this year as opposed to any other year in college football, because now this is the year they've expanded the playoffs. So now they're going to have a playoff series that will continue right after the season. And normally college football's regular season ends at the end of November, but that will continue into December. Usually December's basically an off period for college football because they're preparing for the bowl games. But now there will be big-time playoffs, so your team might have hopes. Pitt hosts Kent State Saturday at noon at Acrisure Stadium, right around the Rib Fest there. And guess what? West Virginia and Penn State play. What an opener. And so many Penn State fans here. I'm curious because normally they don't open. This is a resurgence of their rivalry. Obviously, they've done this. And so if somehow West Virginia, I mean, this is a huge game for them. But I don't know that I would want to open the season with a game this big. You know what I mean? By the way, Penn State's favored.
By how many touchdowns?
Let me ask Siri. Hey, Siri, Penn State is favored by how many points over West Virginia this Saturday? Let's see. Penn State, blah, 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 9.5. 8.5 to 9.5, depends on who you talk to.
Okay.
But college football is here. And then Pitt goes on the road to Cincinnati next week, but then hosts West Virginia for the backyard brawl here, where 2 years ago they had a record crowd of over 72,000 people. And later in the show, in our 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to talk to Pitt All-American Doran Dickerson and his fan radio partner Adam Crawley, who's a West Virginia.
By the way, I need to bring this up. Zach Frazier, the former Mountaineers player, is going to be at center, I guess, for the Steelers on opening day. Looks like it, right?
Yeah, because Nate Herbig is injured, And so this rookie, who by all accounts is really special.
Yes, he is.
Zach Frazier is going to end up. And how about the Steelers playing? I don't ever remember a preseason game being at 1 o'clock on a Saturday.
No, I don't either.
Ever. It caught a lot of people by surprise because I was tuned into the game, but I was mobile. So I had it on my phone. I had my TV, direct TV. I was watching a game while I was walking through Giant Eagle. People were like...
People, standing in the frozen food aisle cheering on the Steelers.
Yes, yes. People are like, you okay, sir? No, but I think it's funny because a lot of people are like, yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to watch a Steeler game. I go, well, you better get, like, watching. It's on now. They're like, nah. I'm like, yeah, 1 o'clock on a Saturday. By the way, Russell Wilson marched team down the field, scored. Then Justin Fields came in, marched the team down the field, and scored. And then the rest was
freeze and force.
Unmemorable for the rest of the game.
And like we learned last season with Kenny Pickett, all of this is really, we can't really make any judgments about it. But it's like the kid that flopped in New York. What's his name? Zach Taylor? Or Zach Wilson? The quarterback. Went out to Denver, I think it was. Anyway. He had like a great day, threw five touchdowns or some crazy thing, and a number of people were commenting on the, it's the preseason. We watched Kenny Pickett have a great preseason, and then what happened? And I think that's if there was a lesson to be learned last year, that was it. Don't take these things too seriously.
I'm surprised, though, that NFL gives up Labor Day because they have every other holiday somehow.
Isn't that weird?
Going on.
Yeah.
And just, okay, you guys, college football, go ahead, kick off, and then... The week after that, the Steelers are on the road in Atlanta, Georgia, to kick off the regular season. And people ask all the time, well, what do you think about the Steelers? What do you think about Pitt? What do you think about Penn State? You really have no idea now until with the transfer portal in college football and the multiple changes that the Steelers have gone through, you have no idea exactly how these teams are going to be until you see them in a real game situation.
That's exactly right.
Where the starters are playing the whole game and you've got your skill guys and your defense is intact, because you can't take away a whole lot from preseason, Paul, to your point.
Absolutely not. The like, for example, Trey Lance was picked up by the Cowboys. This is one I am aware about, but he threw five interceptions, and afterwards Jerry Jones said, he's on our team. Don't worry about that. Okay.
All right. So here we go. Next hour, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival. That is always a sign every time you hear the horns, right? All these weekends that run through September, a chance to go to the Renaissance Festival. And you can celebrate this weekend. It's the kickoff of football season with the Rib Festival presented by Icy Light, Thursday through Labor Day. Let's say 6, 7, 8. Yeah. And it's down at Acrisure Stadium. There's no admission for the Rib Fest. It's free. National rib vendors, free concerts, football and fun. Pitt hosts Kent State at noon on Saturday there. And you can go to AcrisureStadium.com/ribfest, kind of check out what's going on. If you've never been, don't miss the Beats and BBQ DJ Showdown. The Clarks are going to be performing. Country superstar George Burge. You've got Billy Price. They've got a whole lineup of great talent. And Paul, you'll appreciate this. The region's largest cornhole tournament. Benefiting.
Well, there's a fact that we'll all want to. Did you know there's now such a thing as professional cornhole?
I'm sorry, I did. I'm sorry, I do know.
It's right up there with professional axe throwing. Hey, as pastimes go, it's, you know, kind of like horseshoes. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, and now they have some variations where instead of just a one-hole corn, there's three holes with.
With different points for which one you go through?
Yeah, okay. Different points. And now they're throwing these little, they're like giant washers, you know, the metal, like a washer that you would put on a nut and bolt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's coming up with this stuff? so
I,
they'll,
I wonder how much beer is involved in that process, right?
Yeah, this is happening this weekend, starting on Thursday. This is an annual event. It's a big deal down in the North Shore at Aquasure, right there on Rooney Way, and you can rock on Rooney Saturday.